Moving on, and a new handbook commissioned by the Interior Ministry is currently being distributed to police stations around the country to help the force identify extremist organisations. The manual contains brief descriptions of symbols and introduces police officers to whether their use on clothes and posters and so on is legal. The Ministry has printed 15,000 copies and, as Dieter Asiedu reports, already faces a lawsuit.
A black D and a black S in a red-toothed circle. That's the symbol of the Dielnitska strana, or the Workers' Party. In the police manual on extremism, it is featured right next to that of an ultra-nationalist organisation and under the symbol of the Ku Klux Klan. But the party insists that its logo has no place in a handbook on extremism and accuses the ministry of disseminating false information. The party's chairman Tomáš Vandas explains why.
Our legally registered party was put on par with organizations that are considered criminal. That's mainly because we have views that are not popular, that go against the current, so to speak. We reject the European Union, the European Constitution. We prefer a national state, a sovereign Czech Republic. We reject immigrants. We reject a multicultural society. We also reject homosexual partnerships that are put on par with traditional marriage. So that is why we think we've been ranked among the so-called extremists.
Miroslav Mareš is the author of the handbook.
For me, it's most important thing that the Workers' Party is in the regular report on extremism, and this is a report prepared by Ministry of Interior. However, one of the authors of this report is a security intelligence service. And this is the reason why I gave the symbol of this party into this manual. However, this is not a list of prohibited symbols. It's very important. The meaning of this manual is to learn the police the orientation within the extremist scene. So this is important.
You say that we're witnessing a transformation from more primitive neo-Nazism to a more sophisticated form.
Primitive neo-Nazism is the direct support of historical Nazism, only some primitive violent actions against Roma. Our more sophisticated neo-Nazism is the transformation of the movement to the new organizing structure. Yeah, and this is the reason why I'm informed in this manual about the new development of symbolic. This is not only a manual about the traditional historical symbols of Nazism, this is also the manual about the new symbolic of the so-called autonomous nationalism, which is the new concept of neo-Nazism with roots in Germany.
Experts on extremism say the Workers' Party is an organized movement that has close ties with neo-Nazis. Its logo is also similar to that of Germany's Labour Front and the Hammerskins Nation organization. Whether the Workers' Party's symbol has been rightfully included in the manual on extremism will have to be decided in court. The party has filed a criminal complaint against the Interior Ministry and is demanding both an apology and its removal from the manual.